Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallowed be your name, O God. Lord of majesty, divine authority. There is none like you, O God, none to compare with you. This day, O God, we stand as individuals, as families. We stand as Mount Zion Prayer Center to say, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Let your name be glorified. Lord, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, let the name of the Lord be glorified, be lifted high, be exalted, be adored, be worshipped. Majesty, we bow, we bow, we bow, we bow. We give you praise this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing us to the 30th day of September. God, we say thank you that we are alive, that we are well, that we can come before you, that we can sing and dance before you. What a faithful God you are. As we close the chapter, the third quarter of the year, and begin to transition to another quarter, to the end of the year, to the end of one season, the beginning of another season, what a faithful God you are. The enemy meant bad for us. But Lord, you reminded us today, I will enter your gates with thanksgiving. I will enter your courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I choose to rejoice. I choose to be glad. I choose to celebrate. I choose to rejoice this day. For you have made me glad. Lord, if you have made me glad, nothing can make me sad. No demon can make me sad. No situation can make me sad. For you have made us glad. This is the day you have made. We celebrate you, Lord Jesus. You have made us glad. Blessed be your name. Thank you, our Father. We honor you this day. We worship you this day. We say thank you for life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the King of Israel. Hallelujah to the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we praise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. What a day of joy. Hallelujah. God has been faithful. September the 30th, 2018. Hallelujah. Tomorrow will be October the 1st. Hallelujah. The last quarter of the year. Very soon we'll begin to wear those heavy clothing. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Today is a Women's Day to lead the service. Daughters of Zion, are you in the house? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today is the day when women come out to lead us in service. And we thank God for what he's already done. Today the Lord has prepared one of us, one of our pastors, to come out and speak the word of God. And so we want to open our ears and to listen as the Lord speaks through Pastor Bola Ehikremi. Can you put your hands together as Pastor Bola comes on? God bless you, my sister.
Amen. Good morning, church. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the adoration. Jehovah, I'm giving you the stage, the pulpit, and your people. Take over, Holy Spirit. Speak. Minister to every one of us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as I stand here, I pray you have your way. Let no one see me, but only you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray and I stand to declare that Jehovah, you are the Lord in this house. And I command every spirit that is not found in Christ out of this place, far, far away. You that spirit that sells, you that spirit that buys, out in the name of Jesus. And you that spirit that does, you that spirit that sleep, I command you to go out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of boredom, you are not allowed here. Out in the name of Jesus. Father, I'll be speaking in the voice that you have given unto me. And I pray that Jehovah, you will bless your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will grant understanding to everyone. Lord, thank you because you will do. Hallelujah. He's a super husband. I'm going to be speaking from what the Lord has given unto me several times. Please give me your ears, or you give it to the Holy Spirit. We help you, and he will give you understanding. From what the Lord has given me is what I'm going to give out. When I was told that I'm going to preach, I was not given a test or a topic. So I have to go back to the Lord. What do I have to say? What do you want for your people? And he said, from what I have given you, give out. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give out from what the Lord has given me. Praise God. And I'm going to be taking my test from 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20 to 24. We might not be able to finish it, but we're really going to dwell from verse 20 and 21. And the topic is going to be a large house. A large house. Praise God. A large house. Let's read. In a large house, there are articles. You can read in any version you have. It's still the same thing. In a large house, there are articles, not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some for common use in a large house. I'm sending all of us back home. Look at your house, whether it's large or small. Do you have any utensils? Do you have any vessels? Like gold, silver, wood, or clay? Do you need them? Do you hone them? Do you have some for special occasion? Do you have some for common use? Are you right now at your house? Check around. Look at what you get. Praise the Lord. We have the power to do that, you know. You can go right back to your house. I allow you to do that for a moment. Praise God. In my house, we have a special cup that we use only for my husband. It's not of gold. It's not of silver. But special one is for him. We don't give it to guests, neither do anyone in the house use except me. And each time I use with him, he said, leave my cup alone. Look, I think I have to give you that cup and get another one. I say, okay, I'll quickly wash it and give it back to him. Because he's holding it. And he loved the cup. Praise the Lord. The same thing. This text says, in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for special purposes, and some for common use. The pastor told me about this, that I'm going to be the next to speak. This is when, and God gave me this portion to share. Each time I open my Bible, my hands are dropped. I couldn't do nothing. Just crying before the Lord. Not once, not twice. Each time I open the page, I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to do? I told my husband, like, I can't prepare this message. Each time I pick up my pen and open to this page, I'm just crying. My situation is like that of Peter. When Jesus was calling him and said, Peter said, yes, Lord. Peter, yes, Lord. Third time. Yes, yes, Lord. You know I love you. And his heart dropped. God has given me this portion long time when I was a youth, like a teenage age, when I newly gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ in my grandfather's house. A lot of people, so big house, like as big as this auditorium or more, furnished with beautiful woods and bricks. My mom sent me back to the town from city. I lived, born in the city, raised in the city. And at a teenage age, I was sent back. Uncles, big aunties, cousins, all of them. The house is filled with family members. And they brag so well about powers. Powers. And that is the work of the enemy. It is the house where they initiate the young ones, where they bring them over, where they demonstrate powers of the enemy. Right under their watch, Jesus saved me. They were so late to get me into it. The Lord saved my soul, and the Lord gave me this word, say, in a large house. And I look at my father's house. It was indeed large, with vast lands around it. The grandfather was super rich. Can you imagine if somebody owned a plot of a lands around this North Cleveland Church up to Mount Zion East? That is where I stayed, where my mother sent me back to. But enemy has invested the hope. It's given all of them something to settle for. No Christ there, but right under their watch. That is why I appreciate so much my salvation. And the Lord lifted this word. He grafted it into my heart. And ever since then, I turned my back to my father's house, and I give myself to the Lord. And I said, from that moment, I am for you, Lord. I am for you. Thank God I'm a woman. I'm going to get married anyway, and I will change my name. And I'm so happy. Ever since then, no regrets, no going back. I choose God as my father, and his people as my people. And then I follow him since then. I bless his holy name. And some few weeks back, he brought this word back to me. Not in an ordinary way. He gave me again in a large house. And what he's saying this time is in verse 21. If a man cleanses himself will be cleansed by God. That is my version. And it will be used honorably. And I then begin to pray. I say, Lord, I have surrendered myself to you again and again. Use me, whichever way you want, use me. Not too long, I was asked to come here. And the Lord said, go back and give them from what I have given you. But this time around, he dealt with me much more than when he gave the word to me. You know, I have to prepare. I have to read it over and over. I have to try and put something down. And each time I tried, I said, Lord, I have given myself to you. Make me clear of exactly what you want me to do. I have surrendered all. And I am calling you again this morning to surrender it to him. He's faithful. He's just. He will give you much more than your desire, much more than you're willing to get. He will give you more. Praise the Lord. So, this portion is talking about Christians today in a large house, in this large house. Look at the person next to you. We are all in different vessels, made differently. You are not like the next person to you. We are all looking different. Our inside is different, not the same. God has no repetition of human being. And he needed you in that body, in that shape, in that skin, in that voice that he has given you. He's not a aimless creator. He needs you for a purpose. That which you need to know today, if you have not known before. Praise God. In the Bible, Christians are called so many names, like saints, like light, soldiers, disciples, and here, he called vessel. Are you a vessel? Do you realize that there is a purpose for your existence? There is a purpose for you here today. It's not by an accident. Even some of us were not even thinking to come to church. But suddenly you get yourself up and you are coming. You think that one is ordinary? It's for a reason and it's for a purpose. Praise God. This brings me to my first point. What are the utensils made of in that large house? Gold. I don't have no gold utensils. No. I love gold. I love gold. I don't wear them. I just invest in gold. Not ordinary gold. Like 18 carats. 20 carat gold, 25 carat gold. So expensive gold. I love gold. But I don't have any of utensils. But I invest in them. Praise God. I invested so much in gold. At a time, I had like up to like $15,000 gold. I love to do it. White gold, yellow gold. But right now, I don't have them anymore. But if I have opportunity, that is my investment. Praise God. Maybe you have one. Gold cup, gold pot, silver. They are beautiful. But in that house, some utensils, some vessels were made of gold, of silver. Some are made of wood and clay. Maybe you are gold. Look at yourself and think, what am I made of? Am I made of gold? Am I of silver or wood or clay? You should be one. Praise God. And who owns them? Master. Master owns you. Are you happy about that? Are you excited that the Lord Almighty made you of whatever he chooses to make you of? Gold, silver, wood, he owns you. He's your owner. I'm excited. I'm happy. I don't know what I'm made of, but I know he owns my life. He has plan and purpose for me. And what is their uses? Some for honor, some for dishonor. Can you imagine? A vessel made of gold, of dishonor. A vessel made of silver, not of honor, but of dishonor. May that not be our portion. So today we are not going to talk about the vessels of dishonor. We're just going to dwell on the vessels of honor. Okay? Maybe another time we come for that, if God give us that chance. They are all needed. Master needs you. That is the reason why you are there. Imagine, has anybody been to the market and purchased stuff that you not needed? Yes, some do. They have a name for them. Oh, others. That's what they do. They just go to the market to go and get stuff and get stuff and get stuff. Even everywhere will be filled up. They need help. For real. Not only in America they do that, they do it back in my place too. We have a proverb for it. They said to a mental person, this is good, this is good, they pick it. That one is good, they pick this. The other one is good, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. House is filled up. It's madness. That is not our God. Our God, in his mind, there is a purpose why he created you, why you are here today. He's not an aimless person or whoever who just like to fill the whole earth with human being that he never needed. Mm-mm. Our God has no mental illness. He's a super God who is very wise, who knows what he's doing. So you are not useless. You might ask yourself, what am I for? Every day we pray about destiny. You will get to know about that soon. The master needs you. You can imagine a house with no utensils, house with no silver, no vessels of gold or silver or wood or clay. None. How would that house look like? Empty. But that is not you. You are not an empty vessel. You are not, and I'm not. Good news. The same thing. Vessels are needed. Absolutely. They are necessary. And it is the same in the church where the Lord God is the master. The same thing in your life where Jehovah is the master of your life. You are needed. Say to yourself, the Lord needs me. Say it gently. He needs you. You might be for occasional use, and you might be for everyday use. get that one. You could be for occasions, and you could be for every day. But good news, you are needed every day. Don't put yourself for an occasional use. God needs you every day. Every day. He needs vessels to perform his great purposes in the church and in the world. He needs vessels into which he can put the treasure of his grace and love. He needs them all. Men and women who he can use for spreading the gospel of his grace. You know, in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, about that woman, the widow, who is in trouble. She's in a big mess, and they're about to take her sons. Husband dead, no other person. Why the man of God said to her, go and get vessels. Go get what? Vessels. Is that all? Okay. And he sent his son. Go get from your neighbors. Vessels. This same thing happened now. The world that we are living in, the world around us is also in a bad shape. Financially, physically, mentally, spiritually, this world that we lived in is in a terrible condition. And the problem of this world and of this day has no boundaries or level. But we are the vessels. We are the vessels. We are. You are. I am. In which and through which God is needing to pour the miracle of his grace so that the needs of men and women may be met. So the Lord has a real need for you and for me. He has a real need, a sincere need, a genuine need. He wants to use you just where you are. Wherever he has placed you and me, he wants to use us there. At home, where you are husband, where you are wife, where you are son and a daughter. God needs you in that home. God needs you in that home. Except he allow you to flee your father's house like I did. If not, you are needed. At the end of the day, everyone in my father's house knows that I'm gone. And I have joined the gospel people. They have a name they call them in my days. You wonder how, as young as I am then, I could flee my father's house. I could be like I don't need any of them. But I have to run because they are about to initiate me. They are about to give me the spirit that ruling my father's house, which is not of Christ. I need to run. I need to. And God allows it. And finally, they get to know that she's a different person. She's now having a different spirit. Not of them. They later knew why and the reason I have to run. Recently, here in America, I met one of my half-brother. The first accusation is that you ran. What happened? I said, brother, you need to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is all you need to do. Say, is that why? I said, brother, you really need to accept Jesus. I said, well, my husband team up to preach Jesus to him. We bombarded him with the word of God to let him know the reason why I ran. Praise the Lord. The Lord cannot do this without you, without me. He cannot perform his work without you. That woman has to go and get vessels from the neighbor. Imagine if all the oil, if there's no vessel. Do you also remember that when she asked the sons, bring more, and the children said, it's finished. What happened to the oil? Stopped. Do you want the oil to stop where you are? You have to make yourself available. You have to make yourself available. Pastor has just taken us through weeks, days of repentance, fasting and praying. And this is the moment that you have to allow God to fill you up, to take over your life. You are not here by yourself. You really need to give him chance. First time, Jesus said, Peter, say, yes, Lord. Second time, Peter, yes, Lord. As if Peter couldn't hear, or Jesus could not hear, yes, Lord. Third time, Peter, you know, I love you. My yes is yes. Are you going to say yes, Lord, today? Even if you have said it yesterday. If you said it day before yesterday or last year or year before, you can repeat it again. Like he made me to do when I was preparing this message. He made me to mean, do you mean yes? Say yes. Yes. And my husband has to pray with me so that I can say something. Not only that I'll be crying and crying like a baby before the Lord, because it's like I'm not serious. It's like my yes is not enough for him. And I keep saying, yes, Lord. Anything you want me to do, yes. And he really wants me to seriously mean my yes. Praise God. Take me to second part. He owns you. Say to yourself, he owns me. You don't own yourself. No. A lot of time we live as if we own ourselves. Leave me. Let me be. I own myself. What's your problem? Leave me. Every time, leave me alone. Leave me alone. How many people will leave you alone? I'm not leaving you alone this morning. God did not allow me to leave you alone. He's saying to you, he owns you. Is your owner. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, he owns it. You are not of yourself. Take it. He owns you. He owns you. How many times do you want to hear it? He owns you. You don't like to hear it? He owns you. You like to hear, he's your owner. You don't own yourself. Don't come here as if he owns you. As if you own yourself. No. He knows you from the beginning. Before you get to know who you are, before your parents get to know you, he knows you. You are there with him. There are more that are still with him, and he's going to release them. At a time, the Lord asked me to be praying for every baby born every day. Praying for children that I don't know. I don't even know their name. I pray. Want me to pray. And I say, Lord, every baby born in Cleveland, in America, everywhere, in Nigeria, I pray for them. They will know you. They will serve you. They will love you. Does not matter who gave birth to them. they hold, God owns them. And I begin to pray for them. And I don't know where he's taking me to with that, but I'm doing it. Let's read Psalm 139, verse 15. The psalmist says, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. Is it up? Thank you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depth of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. His eyes saw your unformed body. He put you in your mother's womb. You didn't get there by accident. He formed you. He saw you right there. Before scanning machine came, God has been washing all the babies and is still washing them. He just allow human being to see the little parts of what he's doing. But he could see, and he can see through the skin and the flesh. Praise God. Are you not excited that he saw you? He knew you. You were with him. He released you to this world. You are not of yourself. Psalmist declare that. Make a clear declaration. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Can you imagine that? Let's read. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. The days you will live here is already written in his book before you are here. That's a mystery. That's a mystery. I believe that from now, we will not go out of this door and don't think about the man up there that knows everything about you. That your days already written in his book. The days you will spend, the week, the year. He knows. The steps you take to this place, he knows. Do you imagine something? He said he knows the number of ear on your head. That really amazed me. I'm like, God, come on now. Even the one that fall to the ground, he knows. What do you know? Can you count the ear? Where you combing your ear this morning? I dare not comb my ear too much. Oh. I have to do it gently. But another thing gives me courage that he knows whether when I was sleeping or I'm sleeping, some fall off. He knew it. I don't even know. Do you know how many that fell off this morning? You don't know. He knows. What are you struggling for? What is that you are struggling for? That you want to be? You want to be what? I wish some of those politicians are here this morning. What do you want to be? You want to be governor? I don't know. Hey. Hello? You don't need to struggle. Just come. Come. He knows everything about you. He knows everything. What you are going to be, the day you will leave, anything that is coming on your way, he knows even before you get the information. Praise God. That is the God that we are serving. That is God of heaven. That is God that knows everything. He's my God and he's your God. Choose him this morning and give yourself to him. And Brother Job also had his own portion. As they are being given wisdom, knowledge, as the Lord is revealing things to them, they are putting it in writing. And the Holy Spirit allow it to be elevated and recorded for us. Who knows the mind of God except through his word? Who knows? If you don't take this word, what word would you want to accept? And his brother Job also said in Job 14:5, a person's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his month and have set limits he cannot exceed. Is he up there? Job 14:5. Do you know God set limit on you? You can't exceed it. Anything you like to do, pray from now till tomorrow. Desire anything you like. A person's day are determined. You have decreed the number of his month and have set limits he cannot exceed. Why not give your life to him? If this truth has been given to you again, just surrender. Don't struggle. That's why some people are saying they are depressed, they are frustrated. What are you frustrating about? What are you depressed? What is the depression about? Because you are not allowed to be something, or somebody is not your friend, or you are not getting the money you need, you can't pay the bill you want to pay. Don't stress. Give it to God. Give it to him. If you give everything to him, if you have this information, you don't have to stress anymore. One thing I love to do is prayer. I love to sing. I really love to sing, but I don't know how to sing. I love singing. You see, Pastor Kofi, thank you. When he put that thing, can you this morning? Oh, I said, Lord, thank you. Ah, I wish I could sing like Angel. We have some young people here some times ago where they sing. Woo! Some can sing like angels. Some has beautiful voices. But I don't have ever desired to be a singer. I remember my first pastor. I go and join choir. Who sent me there? Because I love it. He knows that song, everybody has cash up on the song, but I've not yet known. And he will call me, but I'll come, sing. Oh, I'm like, God, this pastor wants to expose me. And he will bring me out and say, sing. Ah, what did I do today? Trust me, he will make me to sing, and I will sing like frog. And he say, you see, you don't know how to sing. So I get myself out of the choir. I don't go there anymore so that nobody will call me out to come and sing. But I sing. You don't like my voice, I sing. God loves it. He gave me the voice. I don't care whether you like it or not. I'm not singing to you anyway. I'm singing to him who gave me the voice. So he's accepting it, and I'm happy about that. I wish, but he never gave me. So nothing to stress about. I use the one he gives me. Praise God. But there is something I can do that I love to do also. Prayer. I love prayer. I love it. I don't get tired. Woo. And one day God say enough. And I can pray, talk before God. And God say, enough. All this time. Give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. How many am I going to give you? Do you even know what I have for you? I'm like, I get calm. Right where I was praying. And I say, Lord, what do you want? He said, praise me only. I say, wow, to praise you? Then I have 5 minutes to spend before you. That's all I have to give you, right? He said, how can you say 5 minutes? He took me back to heaven. What are the angels doing? They are praising me. You can never praise me enough. I say, so what would I be saying? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I say, yes, Just be saying, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. And do you know what God did? He sent me to 100 days of prayer, of praise. I need it from you. 100 days. Go. That was my starting point of learning to praise God. And I'm doing it. And I never get tired. Because he holds me. He can tell me what to do. He can. About this ownership, you know, mothers, we love to mention our children in prayers. As I was praying for my children, hey, my children, God says, stop. Your children, who gave them to you? When did you own them? Ah, I'm sorry, sir. They are your children. They are not mine. I quickly surrendered them. Since that day, I never claimed no children. No. I rather mention them by their name. Say, Lord, this one, that one, your son, your daughter, take care, do this. Because I can't claim what is not mine. God, give me a check. Why will you claim them? They are not yours. Relax. I own them. I know my purpose for their lives. If you want to pray, pray. I give you a chance to be their mother, to take responsibilities. Mothers, hello? You are allowed to say, I am the mother, Abby. Only for responsibility's sake. You do not hold anyone. God holds them. God holds them. That is, like you brag about your children, that doctor, that engineer, that pastor, that teacher. Yeah, just for responsibility's sake. Mary didn't brag like that about Jesus. I believe Mary even said to the Lord, Jesus, my Lord, even though she's the mother, he said to the disciple, whatever he tells you, do it. He approached Jesus with respect. He hid all the miracles, all the wonders that he's seen through Jesus. He hid them in her heart. So, praise God. Let us jump so that I want to read this for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I want us to talk about that. How many minutes do I have? My light is off. Let's read. Maybe we stop there, and by the grace of God, Holy Spirit will take you from wherever we stop. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plan to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. And what? He didn't say, I know the plan you have. Did he say so? Mm-mm. I know my plan, the plan I have for you. Jesus came to this world. He said, I do all that my Father sent me to do. A lot of time we do what we send ourselves to do, what we desire, what we are being influenced by, the friends, the family, the relation. That is the destiny we pray about. But God says he knows his own plan for you. It is not your plan. Relax. You have nothing to lose, only stress. Only frustration. If you only give yourself to him, let him pour his oil of grace and love in you. Don't start praying about destiny that you don't know about. Even if God reveals your destiny to you, all you need is to live your life pleasing unto him. Just live pleasing unto the Lord. Students, are you hearing me? Beloved brothers and sisters, live your life to please God. Not to be praying for destiny you don't know about. It's his own plan. It's not your plan. He has a plan. He has an original plan for you. You don't know the plan that he has. Just ask him, Lord, what do you have me to do today? You sleep. You are awake. You don't even know what happened while you are sleeping. Do you know? Hey. I don't know. I don't even hear nothing. And again, I open my eyes. I'm around. Ooh, that's good. So when you wake, Lord, I'm here today. Thank you. What do you have for me? That is how we should live our life. All the disciples, I've never heard any prayer of my destiny. I have to fulfill, to become doctor, to become engineer. They live daily in godly instruction. They live daily by God's order. Not of their own, but of God's instruction. And we call them apostles by what we see them they doing. We call prophets by the action, what God is using them in. God will help us. And when you get home, read verse 21. When you get out of this place, so that you can be honorable use. Read verse what? 21. Don't end it here, because the Lord needs you. He needs me. Surrender unto him. He's your Lord and my Lord. He owns you. He knows his plans for you. To give you hope. To give you future. But we just want to fulfill our own desire. Don't go on your way anymore. Give it to God. He will take care of you. That son, that daughter that is giving you trouble, give it to him. Don't be troubled over him or her anymore. He has every one of us in his hand. I stay here in Cleveland. I desire something for my children. And I will be like, pick up my phone and call and say, hello, why don't you go this way? Holy Spirit says it's not your own to do. I will drop. I won't do it. But do you know? I say, Lord, you know. Lead them in the way you want. The thought I have here, God is implementing it wherever they are. And they are giving me the testimony. Whatever you want, God will do it if it is good for you. God will do it if it is good. The Lord will help us. Let us bow. But if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, it will be very hard for Jesus to use you. It means you are not a ready vessel. To be a ready vessel, number one is to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today. If you have not, give your life to him and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Save my soul. And if you have done that already, tell him I'm available, Lord, use me. Because I cannot finish this message. The Lord loaded me this morning, but I can't unload everything. But Holy Spirit is there to give you exactly what you need from what he has given me. And he will give it to you. I want us to bow and pray and surrender ourselves into his hand again. You will not miss your way if you allow him. You will not lose anything. I want you to bow in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow and say, God, come into my heart. Help me to surrender. Help me. Help me. And let us close our eyes and pray to the Lord God Almighty, who is able, more than able, to bring to pass his plan and his purpose for our life. He has a plan for you. He has a plan for me. I need the area. My Savior, my God. I need the, oh, I need the area. I need.
speak to the Lord for yourself. This is the end of the month. It's the end of another quarter. What kind of vessel are you? Are you a vessel of honor? Are you a vessel of dishonor? Are you useful in the hand of the master? Or you are just existing? Does your life count? If you were in a house as an article and somebody visited that house, will they pick you up for a use? Or you are just there? Nobody looks that way. What kind of vessel are you? The Lord needs you. The Lord needs you. That's the word of the Lord today. That he owns you and he needs you. What's your response to the Lord? Begin to talk to God for yourself. When Elijah fled from Jezebel because she threatened to kill him, he was on the mountain. And the Lord came and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Ask yourself that question today. What am I doing here? Did I just come to church? Am I just existing just to work and go to school and eat and another day comes, another day goes? Why are you on this earth? What's your purpose? Are you useful in the master's hand? I'm going to ask us all to rise as we pray together. And if today you want to say to the Lord, "I'm here. I've wasted my time. I've lived as if you don't matter. Today I want you to guide me. I want you to take over my life. I want to start afresh with you. I want to dedicate my life to you, Lord Jesus." If that's the prayer of your heart today and you are saying, "Lord, make me a vessel of honor," I invite you to just step out. We want to pray together. All those women that usually pray, just come out. We want to pray for us. Our people today, we want to pray together. You know yourselves. Come out, my sisters. Let's pray and bless one another this morning and ask the Lord to just visit every person in this place. We are going to be praying and saying, "God, remember your children. If you are here and if you were to die today and you stood before God and he said, 'Tell me why I should let you into my heaven,' and you don't have a good answer, if you think, 'Oh, I'm just good. Oh, I'm just a nice person,' that's not going to get you anywhere. Are you useful in the hands of the master? I want to invite you, come out, let's pray together. If the Lord has spoken to you today, this is your opportunity. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake. Lord, have your way in me." Let's begin to pray together. If you're in the congregation, just ask God, "Have your way in me. I give you my life. I give you my soul. I give you everything that I have. I lay down everything. Today I want to start fresh with you." If you need to come to the altar, come to the altar. People will be are there to pray. If there's any need, anything you need prayer for, and you say, "Today, Lord, deal with this thing so that I'll be useful in your hands," you are welcome to come out. And my sisters in front, just begin to pray and bless the congregation. Ask the Lord to take charge of people's lives. We don't want anyone in Mount Zion to just be a bench warmer. We want everyone to occupy their place. What are you doing here? Are you a vessel of honor or a vessel of dishonor? Are you here to be a blessing or are you here just to grab and say, "God, look at me. Why are you here?" Today, let's dedicate ourselves afresh. As we end the month and start another one, say, God, take over. I close the door to anything that is not of you in my life. Anything that has pulled me down in the past, today I lay it down. I lay it down, Lord, and I take up that mantle that you've given to me. That call, Lord, I respond today. I say, here am I, send me. As the Lord wants somebody, here am I, here am I, here am I. I give myself to you. Father, take over, take over, take over, and help me today. May your hand be upon me. May your life be upon me. Lord, today I come to you, and I say, Lord, help me, help me. Lord, visit me. Cry out to the Lord on behalf of the church. Say, God, here is Mount Zion. We don't just want to be another church. There are 30 churches. Yes, we are one of them. We want to be vessels of honor. We want to be a church that the Lord will use, a church that the Lord will inhabit, a church that is made of gold, because we are precious in the sight of the Lord. Pray for Cleveland. Pray for America. Lord, visit the land. Visit the land. Visit the land. Make us people, people of honor. Today, if you want to say, God, if you need somebody, I'm available for you. This is your moment. Come out. Let's pray with you. Let's pray together and say, God, here am I. Do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. Everything you have put in me is for such a time as this. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. They are plans of good and not of evil. Has there been evil in your life? Have you struggled with evil? Has evil come at you? Today you are saying, God, turn it around. Make it good and not evil. Give me a future. Bring me to an expected end. If that's your prayer, cry out from your heart and say, God, touch me today. God, visit me today. God, help me today. In the name of Jesus.
We give you our soul, our heart, because you own us. We are not ourselves. And we thank you for it, O Lord, for reminding us again that you own everything we are. We give you everything, O Lord. Whatever we are struggling at, that we don't know how to give it up. Holy Spirit, take control of that. Take it over, Father. So we can yield and be a vessel of honor. We can be a vessel of gold. Thank you for Mount Zion. Thank you for where you are taking us to. We commit Mount Zion unto you, O Father. Make Mount Zion to be an overflow of your power, of your presence. That Mount Zion will be vessel of honor in Cleveland, in America, in the world. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the vessel you have used today. Thank you for her surrendered life to you. Thank you for being obedient to you so you can flow through her to us. We pray for more anointing upon your daughter. We pray for more wisdom, more knowledge upon your daughter. We pray, Lord, that she will be an overflow to others, Father. In the name of Jesus, we commit all the mothers to you, O Lord, that you will make mothers in their individual homes, in their place of work, wherever you have placed us, O Father, in the society, in the church, to be vessel of honor indeed in your hand, O Father. Thank you, Lord, that we will flow in your power. We will flow in your praise. We will flow in your presence, that men will see it and glorify you in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we are honored to hear this, to be remembering that you own us. We give ourselves to you, our lives to you. Thank you, Father, for taking it and using it to your glory. We worship, we adore you, Lord, that the desire, that which you have for us, to take us to that perfect end, will come to pass in our lives. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.